from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's leaning in, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, I do need, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Also want to thank Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode, did the theme music. Jonathan Mann's Honor Lullabies. Scotty and Jennifer honor artwork. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. Make sure you're subscribed to the show in your podcast apps. That way you get it automatically. And I want to thank our moderators of the listener Facebook group, Stacey, Lauren, Keith, Julie, and Jennifer, Summer, and Sarah. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. All right. Hey, you all night, but tossing and turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, travel, whatever it is. I want to create a safe place. I want to welcome you in. Come on in. I'm glad you're here. Let me take you. Would you like me to take your... Do you have a hat or coat or... an umbrella, anything I could take. I got a nice place to put it here. I got a gift bag for you. Come on in. We've got plenty of places, and this is a safe place. Glad you're here. It doesn't even have a doorway, just a symbolic one to welcome you in. Glad, did I say I'm glad you're here? Because I am. Come on in. Let's see. Let's sit down. Yeah, so I create a safe place. What I do is I send my voice as we step into this even safer place here. I send my voice across the deep dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, rooms within rooms within rooms, all places of, nice, cozy places with plenty of space where you can relax. And I want to take your mind off whatever's keeping you up. maybe put a, you know, mild look of mild amusement or bemusement. Do you want to take your shoes off or not? I got a whole selection of socks here if you need them. Oh yeah, and slippers and bunny ones. I have onesies. I have rompers. I have it all. So go ahead, whatever you wish. I'm glad you're here. So I'm here to put you to sleep. And if you're new, welcome. Let me just give you the rundown. Structurally, the show is 6 minutes of business at the top. Thanks for going through that. That's what keeps the podcast going. Without it, wouldn't be able to keep the podcast free. So that's important. But if you're new, not super important. Then we have an intro. Intro's around 12 minutes or so. We're a few minutes into that. That's where I will, try to explain what the podcast is or make a metaphor, explaining what it is, or I'll just try to explain what the podcast is and I get distracted, thus demonstrating my ability to be distracted. And then come back and say, really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks for stopping by. Then we'll have our series, holiday series, a few short series for the holiday season. It's a soap opera it's mellow without the drama. It's a maybe we'll talk about those mallow bars. Because does anybody consider themselves a candy private eye? Because I could use one. I think I've talked about this on the show before. Hopefully I'll remember that. So that'll be about 45 minutes of our mellow drama. Welcome to, that's a safe place, a mellorama. If I'm going to buy a skating rink, I'm going to fill it with puffy stuff and it'll be my mellow-rama. And then I'll say, like I say in a mellow voice, you spin me, rise round, baby, rise round. And so anyway, let me get off it, so I don't earworm anybody. So that's the structure show. Then there's some thank yous at the end. Now, if you're new, you also don't need to listen to this podcast. You could hear it. You could notice it. You could barely process it. You could just reflect it. Or you could be, it's like you're in the woods and a tree fell, but you didn't hear the tree, but you were still in the woods. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you're camping and you're asleep and it falls like way the heck off? It still made a noise, I would assume. But you were asleep. And that's kind of like this podcast. We could say, you say, you're just chilling in your tent, get that cozy tent thing going. Maybe your snuggle buddies snuggling up next to you asleep. You got a nice book reading it. Maybe some nice warm lights and you're enjoying the book. And you hear like a swish. And as you say, well, that sounded like a swish. Didn't sound like a tree falling, 800 meters away. That's what this is. They call it a podcast, and you'll say, well, I listened to a podcast. It wasn't like the other podcasts I listened to, Night Vale, 99 PI, Lore, Harmontown, My Brother, Me, Bryce Sessions. It's not like those, he calls it a podcast. But yeah, it's kind of like that swishing tree when I'm in my tent. Like before when I was cooking dinner, I was listening to Illusionist and Criminal back-to-back while I was grilling. And then we were doing the dishes. We listened to 30 for 30. This podcast, those are all riveting stories. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And with Theory of Everything, we were totally thinking, Yeah, and then we listened to Launch Left, and we had that debate. Those are podcasts you listen to. Mine's one, maybe you hear it, maybe you don't. So no pressure to listen. But here's another, thing. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for at least an hour to keep you company. I'm your boyfriend. I'm your boar bae. I'm your boar bud. Your boar bra. Or whatever you're comfortable with. It could just be the pod guy. As many people do call me, but I'm here to keep you company in the deep, dark night while you fall asleep, to distract you And just be, yeah, I don't know, be your friend. Take your mind off of stuff. Now, if you want to be my friend, so those are the rules. You don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here for at least an hour. There's plenty of listeners I hear from on a regular basis that don't fall asleep because of whatever's going on with them. So I'm there. I'm there to the end. I'm dedicated to this show and to you, to helping you fall asleep or to keeping you company. Also want to know if you're dedicated, if you're a candy, like if you're a candy sleuth, you could probably just type this into Google, which I had, but like there used to be, and I think I probably talked about this in a few intros, but bear with me. There used to be another, you got the Reese's peanut butter cup, right? That's like a pretty popular thing. At some point in my childhood, and I don't know if it was a regional candy, but there was something called a Mallow cup, I believe. Now, again, I've gone into, I've fugue stated, I spend most of my life in either, fugue state, denial, daydreams, illusions, delusions, fantasies. So this could have been one of those. But I remember there was something called a Mallow cup. I think it had a yellow wrapper. And it was the same cast, like as a Reese's peanut butter cup, but instead it was something different. And I know what you're saying. Oh, marshmallow and chocolate. No, not exactly marshmallow and chocolate. And maybe the science, maybe the sleuths will say, Scoots, that was 100% marshmallow and chocolate. And I say, really? You're positive there's no strange artificial flavors in there? And they'd say, well, let me get back to you. There's trade secrets, but it like, and remember it had, it did have some sort of creamy mallow like thing, but also had maybe a twinge of like, artificial coconut. I don't know, maybe an artificial coconut flavor. And I think it had some chunks, like the good kind of chunks, chunks in candy, not just chunks. And I believe it was called a Mallow Cup. And I would get those, like Charlie Brown would get a rock. The other kids would get candy. I would get a Mallow. They'd say, you need to, you know what? You're the one that's always worrying. Here's a Mallow Cup, mellow out. But I remember I liked those. So I guess I'll have to go on the internet later and see if they really existed. But I guess I thought that would take up a few more minutes. But I think that is like, this podcast is kind of supposed to be mellow and we're going to do melodrama, but melorama. So that'll be tonight's story and the story for the next couple of Thursdays. It'll be kind of linked. It'll be like a soap opera. You'll be able to get in, get out, people talk, but here's what it'll be. Mostly people talking about stuff, nothing too intense. Cause it takes place at our melorama. Though it takes place at the North Pole, really. But anyway, if you're new here, like the whole idea of the podcast is, I've been there. The reason I make this show is because it can relate to what it feels like tossing and turning, wondering what the heck, why can't I freaking fall asleep? I got a freaking rise round going through my head and mallow cups. So now I got to get up and walk around and read a book. And they get back and you say, well, I still can't, what was keeping me awake? I did everything I was supposed to. I didn't have anything other than water since 11 a.m. I mean, other than lunch and dinner and, leafy greens. I had some leafy greens. I even rubbed my elbows with leafy greens when I took a warm shower. I did some breathing. I listed things I'm grateful. Well, I tried to think of stuff I was grateful for. Then I listed things I'm neutral about, which is, better than that's like on my way to the gratitude list. I did a neutral list, which I think is a big advancement for me. And, then I'm like, so I did all those things, and I still can't fall asleep. What the heck? That happens to me a lot. And I say, why can't I just turn a switch? Or why doesn't this routine work 100%? Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be here to keep you company either way. I'd like to help because I've been there. And maybe I can take your mind off stuff and then you just drift off. You say, you lost me at reindeer, Scoots. You lost me when you went on that tangent about chestnuts. Why do you need an open fire for chestnuts? You say chestnuts roasting on a freaking roasting in an oven. Then that's a way more. Isn't that a better idea? Like, once you started talking about that, I fell asleep. So that's it. Like, I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you stopping by. Now, if you're new, give the podcast a few tries. I realize that you're probably skeptical. This podcast is supposed to put, who is this person, you know, what in the heck, why did this person tell me this? I'm going to try to be your friend or friendly or friend-like. Doesn't work for everybody. But give it a couple tries and then, you know, email me, LibriVox books. That's another thing you could try if this podcast doesn't help. But I'm glad you're here. I really work hard. I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our new yet untitled and probably won't be entitled till the run is finished series, holiday series. I'm thinking it'll be like North Pole stories. I had it on my to-do list to brainstorm this because I had As the North Pole Turns. I think that might be it. As the guiding northern lights of the North Pole turns, like, and you can probably get the wordplay already. As the North Pole turns, as the guiding light of the North Pole turns. I don't know the other ones, but so this is our new holiday series. It's a soap opera, it's inspired by the soap operas because it's not sponsored by soap. And I really think, soap operas, I didn't watch a lot of them as a child. I watched, I think I talked about this one other time. One time I was home with my mom, and, for 2 weeks from school, and I think I watched soap operas then. And I kind of got into it. Maybe in the summer I could see, I can see the appeal to this. It's very adult, and, I like the cliffhangers. So this podcast won't have those things, I've read a couple of good articles. There's this New Yorker article I talk about that I can't find right now. And it had to be the early aughts or just the end of 99. No, it's probably the aughts, about soap opera writing. And I said to myself, I said to my sleuth self, I said, I wonder if there's anyone keeping track of if there's any old archives or anyone kept a journal or even audio recordings of the North Pole, particularly in the 1950s, because I said, well, I'd like it to have I tracked someone down. And I guess for everything to make sense. So this is our, you're not a narrator. Come on in. Good to see you. This is a Jack Frost, and I'm going to get Jack Frost and mic'd up here. But Jack Frost has these, has helped me put this together, this series. And Jack, you're not exactly a narrator. You're kind of like a voice of conscience, like I would hear on some of these radio broadcasts. Oh, thank you. Jack Frost here. Yes, I'm not the narrator per se. You may call me the voice of conscience, or I'd like to call myself the place setter. Like, I'm there setting the table for the characters. And yeah, these North Pole stories, they were recorded in the 1950s. Very, very popular in the North Pole. And there has been some debate, and I've kept the files as secret as I can because a lot of people say, well, is this fiction or nonfiction? And, you know, we've agreed to just play them as they exist. These North Pole stories, which you're calling, Jack, I'm calling it As the North Pole Turns. And Jack, you know, normally I have Antonio Banderas introduce things, but I'd love it if you would, so you're going to see, you'll do the play setting. So every scene you'll set the table for us. So as listeners, like it'll be just because the podcast, sleep podcast is usually accidentally confusing. I mean, the listeners don't know that, but I say, well, this totally makes sense. That's when I know I have myself a sleep hit. You know what I'm saying? Am I making any sense, Jack? You're making a little bit of sense. So yeah, I'll set the scene and I'll try to give some clarity. But remember, this is a radio drama, they call them. So it's going to be a little bit different. I've checked out your other podcasts, and this will be a little bit different, but very similar. And I think it'll put people to sleep. Now, Jack, now that I have you here, you're not going to be nipping at anyone's nose, are you? No. Oh, because there's a song, like, what about, like, toes like Eskimos or something? Do you know anything about that, Jack? Yeah, I don't know what you're referring to, but I'm excited. To be a part of As the North Pole Turns. So that's the title that we've settled on now, Jack. So, Jack, why don't you tell us, actually, let's help in, like, so why don't you tell us about a few of the characters that we can expect this season in As the North Pole Turns. Okay, well, we have Donner and Blitzen play a big part in this season of these stories here, two of the reindeer. We have Reverend Molding, who is an American who is working with the North Pole, and it plays a big part. We have Ginny Jingle, who's the head of production for the elves, kind of the leader of the Northern Pole elves, and her husband, Jangle Jingle. Okay, so we have Ginny Jingle and Jangle Jingle, Donner and Blitzen. Comet and Cupid appear at all? Let me tell you about a few of the other characters you could expect. Is Fiona Fireside, a reporter for Elf News 1, and her partner, Rolfine, who is like a head caretaker and trainer of reindeer. And Jack, what about Santa and Santa Claus? And so this is the 1950s in the North Pole. And I didn't really pay attention in history class. Like, is this anything like Happy Days, Jack? Oh, now I know why you're on the, oh, am I on the naughty list? Just being a buffoon can get you on the naughty list. Is Fonzie or Fozzie in this? Okay, do you have any serious questions? Because I'm ready for North Pole stories, as the North Pole turn, you know, I'm ready for what we agreed upon to begin. Well, is Santa Claus or Mrs. Claus in this story? You know that we can't reveal those things at this time. Okay, well, I'm very excited to see. So this is the 1950s. Can you set the mood? Like, I've never been to the North Pole. But I can picture, like, is there, like, a beautiful snow falling? Yes, there is. There's a chill in the air, but it's not too much of a chill. And the pine trees grow as the shadows grow up in the north. But the northern lights also bring joy to your heart, and the joy in the heart of the elves preparing for the holiday season. And everyone at the North Pole, whether it's 1950, 1951, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 1999, or 2017, everyone there is preparing for a happy holiday season to spread good cheer. And but at the same time, everyone's also just living their lives. But that's the part you don't see down here. In the netherworld, as we call it. We're here to give you. Can we start, please? Okay, Jack. Well, I'm just trying to, you know, maybe set the, like, Does it smell like gingerbread at the North Pole? In some places it does, near the gingerbread. Also smells like pine, cranberries in places, turkey, stuffing even at the cafeteria. Is stuffing aside every day at the cafeteria? Like I can picture 1950s. So I go to the cafeteria if I'm an elf. Also, are meals included with your service? They are. Like, so I can go, like, I go into a cafeteria. We don't really have cafeterias anymore. That I know about, except at schools and stuff. So I would get a scoop of mashed potatoes and a scoop of stuffing in, like, an ice cream scoop. We call it a stuffing scooper, and a mashed potato scooper. But yes, you could do that. Do you have like throwback nostalgia, like 1950s cafeteria still there? Actually, you're very forward thinking. We do. I'm not here to give you a two. Okay, thank you. So I guess that's it. I guess I'm here with Jack Frost, and we're here to present the first episode of As the North Pole Turns. Good morning, Miss Jingle. You're going to go downstairs. You could smell that Blitzen's already prepared breakfast. And you know Blitzen wants to talk about returning to active duty. But there's something in your oven, your cookie oven, that says different, doesn't it, Miss Jingle? But there's part of you that doesn't want to say anything, huh? Is it because you're worried about what Blitzen will say? Or is it that you're worried you're wrong? Well, I'm sure everything will work out just fine, Ginny. Why don't you go downstairs? It sounds like Blitzen's finishing up breakfast. Oh, hello, Blitzen. Thank you so much for making breakfast. Well, I know you have a big meeting today, and I want you well fed. Oh, thanks, Blitzen, yes. And how are you feeling today? Here's your eggs, Ginny. I've got them just like you like them, over medium. And how am I feeling? I'm feeling full of that holiday spirit. I feel like a sugar plum. I feel like a vision of a sugar plum dancing along at a sugar plum dance. Oh, well, that's good, Blitzen. Have you heard from Dr. Ross? What did Dr. Ross say about you dancing? The toast burnt. I'm sorry, Ginny. I'm just excited, or nervous excited, I guess. Oh, about going back to duty, huh? Yes. Sorry. Here, the toast is, I'll make another set of toast. But yeah, I know I can't dance. Speaking of dancing, what do you think Santa's going to say about this? I was reading this article here. It says this plastic stuff, that the toys, it's really made from oil. Is that true? Like oil, like the geysers at the Texas goo? Oh, yes, I'm supposed to get a briefing on that today, but it is a composite. Yes, I think petroleum is one of the main ingredients in plastic. Yes, Blitzen. It's also one of the main appeals, I guess. So it's not metal, it's not wood. I heard that they're going to use molds. What all the elves think about all that? Injecting a goop into molds instead of crafting toys. Well, Blitzen, I think, you know, we'll build consensus as we always do. Just because we're at the North Pole doesn't mean we don't have to come to grips with reality. And sometimes that means things change. You know, we all know what it means, change or progress, kind of like the progress you're making with Dr. Ross. Ring. The phone's ringing. Excuse me. Oh, I'll get it. I'll get it, Blitzen. You do worry about the toast. Yes, hello. Hello, Donner. It's good to hear from you. Yes. I'm terrific. Thank you. No, no, I'll pass the message on. No, no, you have a good day, Donner. The toast is burning again, Blitzen. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. Okay, well, that was Donner, and Donner said to have a good day back at work. Donner might not be there when you come in. Ginny, is everything okay? You don't seem to be yourself. Is there something you're not telling me about these plastics and the representatives that are here to work with management? Oh, well, Blitzen, it's just that I want the best for everything and everyone. But I'm here to mainly represent the interests of the elves and the elven workers and our co-workers, that the best thing for everyone. But when we share a vision, I don't know, you know, compromise is very hard, Blitzen, and like we just said a few minutes ago, change is even harder. And I just worry about everyone. You know, I really, really worry about people accepting change. And while we'll have to accept the change of the plastics and, you know, the less metal toys and less wood toys and the wood carvers and the metal crafters, I don't know how to get them to accept the change. Would you have any advice for them? You know, when things change, maybe they can't go back to the way they were. What would you say to them, Blitzen? Well, that's a good question, Ginny. I'm not sure. I'm trying to keep an eye on this toast. And it's really hard, because what if you don't want things to change? And then they do, and you don't like it. It's just not fair. And I thought, you know, what are we up here working for all the time? If we don't get what we want, and I know that's a kid's way to look at it, but I just think that maybe that's what they're thinking, is saying, well, I'd rather not change, and now this change happened anyway, and now what am I going to do? Maybe I'll just, you know what I mean, Ginny. Oh, yes, I'm just trying to watch the toast, too, but it looks like the toast is almost done. Yes, it's hard, but, you know, I have to run along now, so I'll take that toast to go. Just pop it out now, and I'd rather it be underdone. You have a good day, Blitzen, and I'll see you later. Okay, you have a good day, too, Jenny. Well, Fiona, Jack Frost here, your conscience. This is one big interview. I hope you're ready, because this could be a big break, a break you've been waiting for. But there's something nagging at you. Is it the disagreement you had at home with Rolfine, or is it something else? Well, you better get ready for your interview, Fiona. Yes, this is Fiona Fireside, here live for Elf News 1. Okay, great. So, like, okay, let me see. Can you hear me in the headset? Okay. Okay, can I have a few minutes, because I want to do some, is Reverend Moulding in the building? Okay, just send him in and cut our mics. I want to just have some quiet time with him to build some rapport, and then I'll be ready. Yeah, hello, everyone. Let me just do one run through before he gets here. Okay, just cut the mics, please. Okay, whatever. Just send him in. This is Fiona Fireside for Elf News 1. Oh, goodness, I guess I am a little nervous. Fiona Fireside reporting for Elf News 1. Oh, Reverend Moulding, hello, right over here. It's good to see you. Yes, I'm Fiona Fireside. Oh, you do recognize me. Thank you. What is this you have here? Well, Fiona, I've brought you and the rest of the station staff, these poinsettias, some people say. Now I see you recoiling, because I heard you were allergic to poinsettias, but I want you to hold this one and to take a good look at it, Fiona, because I don't think it's going to bother your allergies. Oh, It's lighter than a no. Is this this isn't a real plant, is it? It looks so real, and there's even little snow and water crystals on it. Is this what they? I've heard about these. But is this a silk poinsettia? Oh no, Fiona, this is a plastic poinsettia. Latest thing we're working on at a molding industries, and I thought I'd bring some of you for the some for the station staff to bring home. But particularly, I knew you love the color, but I had heard you had an allergy, and I figured it would be. I didn't mean to, you know, frighten you and worry about you sneezing. I know we're about to go live on air. Oh, no, I think this is terrific, Reverend Molding. This will be good for, okay, we're going in live in a few minutes. You're all mic'd up, Reverend, right? We'll have a seat. And I know I'm not allowed to ask you. You call yourself Reverend, but I know I won't be covering any of that. But I'd be more interested to just talk to you one-on-one about kind of Reverend, you know, not on the air. Yeah, that's fine, Fiona. I'm glad you're curious. But yeah, I think why don't you put the poinsettia in your lap and okay, thanks, Brad. Yes, this is Fiona Fireside here for Elf News One. Nobody's perfect, right? And I'm here live with Reverend Molding. You may be reading some things about the future of toy production and the worldwide. A demand that's increased, and you know, Santa's, but I'm here live to ask some questions of Reverend Molding, who's consulting with Santa, and how we can increase output and increase joy in the world. And you might see here, if anybody knows and they follow me, if anyone has been read up on me, you know I'm allergic to poinsettias. But Reverend Molding, you have a poinsettia in your lap, and I'm not sneezing. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Well, thanks, Fiona, and thanks everyone here at the North Pole for being so welcoming and so forward-thinking about the future of spreading joy at the holiday season and all year round. And yes, this poinsettia on my lap is made of plastic. It's you might call it an imitation poinsettia, but even you, Fiona, you thought it was real, did you not? Oh, yes, I did. I was there's even little snow crystals on it. And are there sparkles hidden? I'm noticing it sparkling a little. Yes, Fiona, we have snowflakes and crystals and sparkles. I don't know if you can see it at home, but this poinsettia has even more a holiday cheer than a living one, I think. And, you know, no digging and no planning. You just put it there. No sneezing by Fiona. Thank you for having me on. Now, Reverend Molding, I guess I want to get right into this interview and ask you some questions. There's allegations of a work slowdown here at the North Pole related to Santa's plastics initiative, which you are the lead consultant on. And some of the trade unions have expressed a lot of objections to using the word work slowdown and that there is no work slowdown. So those are allegations, as I said. But they even calling into dispute your argument or the argument being put forth of sustainability in meeting a demand in increasing Santa's, increasing the joy, that was his 20-year plan that we're in the middle of. And there's also this recent paper by Dr. Puffybeard, who says that loss of these tactile skills of the craftsmanship of woodworking, metallurgy, that a lot of these things are being lost in the with the plastics initiative and that they won't be able to be recovered. And that it's going to have an impact not just on the elven economy, but on the elven way of life and well-being of the elves that are the craftspeople. And I wonder if you could comment on that. Well, thanks, Fiona. You know, I'm here at the North Pole because I believe in Christmas joy in the holiday season, and I'm working very closely with Santa and the leaders in the elven community, the leaders in other communities, and even the crafts unions to try to meet the demand to increase Christmas joy across the world. You know, we live in something that's being slowly called a global village, and I want to see happy faces on all of the villagers in the global village. And as many reports have also come out, the beliefs in the North Pole and Santa Claus are plummeting. I mean, let's be honest. And at the same time, you know, output, whether it's a work slowdown or it's just reality, that we can't keep up with demand here at the North Pole, what would happen, and which is a lagging indicator and which is a leading indicator? Is joy down because belief is down, or is belief down because output is down? But Fiona, I wanted to talk about the other thing you said, which is the tactile skills. And I would put forth to all of the elven people watching this report and to those wise, wise leaders that said, what about these tactile skills, the joy of woodworking, of metallurgy, of painting, of crafting, of building, that I'm not here to threaten any of those things or to make them go away. I'm here to say that that's a higher calling, Fiona. And while that will be mass production of toys, we'll move away from that. That could be a good thing to open up these craftspeople to putting more time into it. Instead of being an industrial process, it could be a process of joy for themselves as a pastime, and they could take all the time they need instead of trying to meet output schedules. And, you know, we all know that down there in the lower lands, they think that this is all accomplished by magic and not by hard work. But we know different, don't we, Fiona? Oh, yes, yes. So could you elaborate a little bit more on what you're talking about these precious skills to the elven people? Well, you say, I mean, I believe working with your hands is an important thing, and that not only could they start to create, you know, a higher impact pieces and maybe models that we could model toys after, they could also become teachers and pass this knowledge on to not just elves, but the children of the world or the adults of the world, because, oh boy, do those adults need something to do down there. And, you know, I come from quite a background, Fiona, and I've learned that self-determination of being a bootstrapper is just as important as having vision and Christmas joy, right? Am I right, everybody? Okay, well, you know, Reverend Moulding, thank you for that. That is a brilliant answer, and I think that'll settle the hearts and the minds of many of the people listening. But I have one last question about the toys and the movement to plastic production and away from wooden toys and metal toys. And, you know, while we have a tiny bit of your plastic in some of the toys here, we've always had something here at the North Pole. And it's an unofficial rule, but it's called the Andy Rule. Are you familiar with the Andy Rule, Reverend Moulding? Well, Fiona? Well, we use a little Andy. Maybe you are familiar. I'm not sure, but anyone that's listening, I think everyone knows. But little Andy is a little Earth boy, and we use him as a model for toy usage. And not exactly the ideal model little Andy is, but we always go on the assumption that whatever we make here at the North Pole, little Andy's going to put it in little Andy's mouth. And he also, not only will little Andy put it in his mouth, he'll chew on it, little Andy, and he'll do many other things. So we ask ourselves, what would little Andy do with this? And then we do a little Andy's teacher or his caretaker, his mother, his father, say, why would you do that with that? Why would you take a wooden duck and do blankety blank? Why would you take a metal? So I'm just wondering if plastics have passed the little Andy test or what you're thinking about that, because that's an essential part of the North Pole thinking, is that even though we're mass producing things, there's a lot of thought that goes into it, where this systems based economy, I think that maybe I read that somewhere, it doesn't take in this little Andy factor. So I guess what I'm asking, well, Fiona, let me just stop you right there, because I think I hear what you're asking, and I think I can tell you that I don't know what movies you've been watching or what you've been reading in your spare time, but I think I can say, in the words of a very popular person with children, it's a great big beautiful tomorrow, Fiona. The future is a wonderfully safe place, where people that are allergic to poinsettias, for example, could have a home full of poinsettias, and where children like little Andy could have all sorts of toys, and they could pass the toy test, or maybe little Andy would find his new toy so interesting, so engrossing, so immersive, that little Andy wouldn't even put them in little Andy's mouth. Because when you start to think about what the opportunities that plastics allow us here at the North Pole, Fiona, they unlock things beyond the imagination of simple craftspeople. Maybe like a child, a little elven girl who always dreamed of a furry octopus, and you get it, because I have a gift for you here, Fiona. It's in this box right here. A girl that always told Santa Claus, I'd like to have an octopus I could pet with fur. Wait a second. Is that what's in this box? Oh, my goodness. I'm opening it up. It's a furry octopus. And this is fur. No, Fiona, that is a plastic. That octopus is of many different types of plastic or plastic-based products. And not only does it feel like real fur, does it not, Fiona? Oh, yes, it does. Oh, I can pet this octopus, and it's also a little bit squishy. I can even hold it. It's nice. That's right, Fiona. It's a nice, it's an octopus. So I think that's all we have. Thank you, Fiona, for having me on, and I'm glad I can see the Christmas joy on your face. And I hope to work with everyone here at the North Pole to replicate that. Okay, this is Fiona Fireside for Alpha News 1 reporting. Hey, Donner, this is Jack Frost. Looks like Roll Fiend said she's really looking out for your best interests, huh? But if flying reindeer were born to fly, or reindeer were born and then given the power of flight, so in some sense they were born to fly, why does Rolfine seem so set on keeping you from flying, Donner? And what does this have to do with Blitzen? What really happened? Oh, here she comes. Good luck, Donner. Good afternoon, Rolfine. How you doing today? Oh, hello, Donner. How good to see you. His sleigh teams are looking very good from the reports I see from training this morning. That's very good. Have they been? I don't see any reports, though, on following my bedtime sleep protocols. Do you have those reports ready for me, Donner? Well, the team was a little bit tired. They said they didn't need your bedtime routines to sleep. We found it a little bit putting the cart before the horse, as they say, Rolfine. And really, like, all this running and stuff's got us tired, and I wanted to talk to you, actually. Blitzen's supposed to be back to work today, and it's a little bit awkward, you know. And I was hoping we'd get to fly to welcome Blitzen back. Well, you can't possibly expect to fly if you haven't slept properly or followed the sleep protocols. And I've been paying strict attention to your calorie counts and your food intake of the entire team, and you seem to be setting a terrible example, Donner. This isn't a laughing matter, and I know you're smirking at me as I speak, but you are a team, and I am the manager of the team. I am your superior officer. Well, I mean, I'm a reindeer and you're an elf, Rolfine, no offense. And I know you're part elf and part snow person, but, you know, we don't take orders. We work as a team with our team leader, Santa Claus. Well, actually, you don't anymore. I'm in charge, and I think we've gone through this. And with Blitzen, Donner, there won't be any flying today, and there may not be any more flying, period. And I know you say, well, what about Christmas, or what are we going to do, or go find, you know, I know what you say about me behind my back, and I'm only here to help, to help all of the reindeer and all the other creatures of the North Pole. And let me ask you another question, Dana. Are you a beast of burden? Do you consider yourself a beast of burden? Or do you consider yourself like a bird that likes to fly higher than an eagle or whatever it is? Well, I don't know what you're trying to say, Rolfine. And I don't understand. You seem to just be, you seem to focus on the details and lose focus on the plan, on the big picture, which is flying the sleigh Christmas Eve and working the long night. And I've been assured by Santa that this plastics initiative is going to lighten the load by 88%, which will counteract all of the stuff you've been working so hard, the dieting, the training, muscle mass, the sleep. We don't need any of that because we're not going to be carrying as heavy loads. And this is what we do. We're Santa's reindeer. And I don't know why you're standing in the way and claiming it's like that you know what's best for reindeer when you're not even a reindeer. Well, you know what, Donner? I don't claim to know what's best. I'm trying to learn what's best. And again, you might have one impression of what Santa Claus wants, and I may have another. But when you look at the chain of command, it has me at the head of the sleigh until Christmas Eve. And, you know, you're not the only team of reindeer that can fly anymore. And I realize you have this veteran attitude and all this experience and all this knowledge. And I'm here to try to help you. I'm not here to keep you from flying. I'm here to keep you flying long into the future. I'm just wondering the difference between right and wrong. And, you know, just because a kid loves candy doesn't mean they can eat candy all of the time. Well, I don't like to be talked to like I'm a child, especially when you have someone who's, I mean, I realize with Blitzen, you know, I don't know if you caught the news at lunch, but there's someone in someone else's life out there. Propaganda. Plastic propaganda. Okay, we'll just leave my wife out of it. I don't want her. You know, this is none of your business. And, you know, I'm just trying to do my best. I have a vision of sustainability for reindeer, and that's my focus. And yes, my focus must complement what you as the reindeer team wants and what you feel is best for you within the protocols that I've developed. And you know, Donner, I don't mean to, you know, point fingers, but I think if you were following my sleep protocol, you wouldn't be so grouchy, because I think this might be a part of it. Maybe your judgment's off because, you haven't been sleeping well and you've been eating too much junk food. Oh, hello, Blitzen. Sorry, Donner and I were just, having a discussion about, you know, I'll leave you to, excuse me. Well, hey, Blitzen, it's good to see you. Oh, yeah, it's good to see you too, Donner. How are things over at Jenny Jingle's house. Are they treating you okay? They are. I was hoping to get up flying today. Did you? It doesn't sound like Rolfine. Did Rolfine say you've been only eating junk food and not sleeping? Yeah, Blitzen. You know, I've missed you and miss hanging out with you and having you be a part of our team. And I missed your friendship and I'm sorry. And I thought I'd talk her into letting you fly and let us all fly today, but we're grounded until all the reports go back, get back on what happened exactly. Have you remembered anything since you've been over at Jangles? I've been having these dreams. I've been dreaming about, it's just these strange dreams, the kids and Christmas, you know, the how they dream. I've been dreaming. I'm a kid dreaming on Christmas. I'm starting to dream. And then these sugar plums come and they put me on their shoulders and they say, "You're the king of the sugar plums now, Blitzen." And I say, no, I'm a reindeer. And they say, "No, you're a little boy. And you're the king of the sugar plums." And then I go off to a sugar plum land. And I realize the sugar plums are, they say, "We care about you." And they make me feel good. They say, "Wow, tell us more." And everything I say, they seem impressed and interested in. And I start to make friends with all these sugar plums, and I feel like a leader. I feel like I'm producing, and I feel like I'm flying on the inside, but really I'm just there working with these sugar plums. And it's a dream, so everything happens kind of fast. And then all of a sudden the sugar plums, there's a big chaos, and I say, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And they say, "There's somebody that likes eating junk food, and they've arrived in our world, and their favorite food is sugar plums, and it was you, Donner." And then you've been having the dream. I guess that's why I asked why you're eating so much junk food. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah, that's weird, Blitzen. But I got to get back. I got to go check the, maybe we could talk about this some more later. I'm sorry I couldn't get you to fly today. Okay, well, I'm going to go, I'm going to take a break, I guess, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, good night. Good night when you go home to the Jangles. Talk to you soon. And this is Jack Frost, everybody, saying good night, As your world turns, so does the North Pole. Jack Frost saying goodnight and kissing at your nose. Okay, I want to thank everybody who reviewed the podcast. J-I-L-P-E-D said snoozeworthy. "My sleep has improved so much. Used to wake up 10 to 15 minutes after falling asleep, then struggle to get back to sleep. Now, if I wake up, I don't even notice because there's Scooter droning away in my ear. Excellent podcast for those of us who have disturbed sleep. Seriously, give it a try. Seriously. Always works." This is from Deanna. "Can't quite explain it, but it helps distract the mind, and you'll find yourself the next morning wondering how when you fell asleep. Definitely come back to it. My mind is restless. Excellent podcast." Yasana says, "The verbal tics got to me. Maybe it's not my style." Well, that's honest. Thanks. Lifesavers from M. Bagley from the UK. "Almost every night I put this podcast on with a 10 to 30 minute sleep timer on my podcast app, depending on my level of insomnia. 99% of the time I'm asleep before it reaches that point. My favorite podcast, even if I don't know what is said." Alana says, "Finally sleep. I have insomnia. I can't believe this worked. Nothing ever works for me. I write this in the morning after a sound night of sleep. I recall his voice being calm and friendly, and best of all, it wasn't too quiet and soothing, like most sleep podcasts. It's like he invited you to stay awake, but then he got so nonsensical my brain wandered and I eventually drifted off. It was interesting enough to pay attention to in the beginning. So I wasn't bored, but then he started to ramble and stumble, and next thing I know, I'm asleep. Malachi says, "Godsend, I love this podcast. Normally I'm tossing and turning, but this puts me right out. I don't even know if they actually tell a story during the episodes. I never made it that far. Thanks." C. Melody says, "Voice too scratchy, irritating. Knocks me out cold." That's from Junior Dancer. Not Tiny Dancer, but Junior Dancer. "Hold me closely, because I deal with anxiety, especially when going to sleep. Voice is like the most boring teacher you had in school. Puts me out like a light." How about Jatruns, chronic insomniac. "And not a cure for all, but Scoots makes your life easier. This podcast has changed my sleep for about a year. Often bizarre, but never made it through a whole episode." E.M. She says, "I don't know how it works, but I've been listening for over a week." Thank you. Thank you. Dan from the UK says, "Distracts brain bots, helps me sleep. Even when I can't sleep, it mildly amuses me." And finally, Jade says, "This podcast definitely helps to distract me and fall asleep more easily. Try it." So thank you so much for those kind reviews over on Apple Podcasts, and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Luxe. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress it matched me with. The Helix Dusk, I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. Because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.